Ben, the benthic explorer, looks a lot like R2-D2. It's a rounded pod with flexible legs. It's packed with video cameras trained on the benthic layer of the lake. That's the bottom, where many animals live most of their lives. It was created by Doug Hychek. Hychek gained notoriety last year when he put a camera in a bear den and streamed video from the camera onto the internet. Now he's turning his cameras on Lake Superior's bottom dwellers.
We put a camera on each side, the lights would not interfere with the other camera, yet they would intersect. So this way we have 360 vision, plus we have a camera on top, which we're hoping to catch a lot of diving birds and of course, fish that swim over the top of it.
Last spring, Hychek and his colleagues took the benthic explorer to its new home in Lake Superior, a half hour outside Duluth. On the deck of the research vessel Blue Heron, Ben squatted among the bundled cables that were connected to the shore.
You're fine. We should get going because the wind's coming up.
The captain struggles to get the boat anchored in just the right spot. Meanwhile, divers snake the cables through PVC pipe already attached to the lake bottom. Finally, with the wind picking up and a chilly rain spitting on the crew, a crane dangles the benthic explorer over the side, and Doug Hychek christens it with a champagne bottle in a plastic bag.
We know that a camera like this has never been done, and we're really hoping people appreciate being able to go on the internet 24 hours a day and see what's going on at the bottom of Lake Superior.
The benthic explorer is anchored just offshore, and it's connected by cables to this lab in the basement of Greg Bambanek's home. Bambanek is a partner with Doug Hychek. He's also the owner of a small business selling a line of fish-attracting scent products. He feeds some of his products through a sort of umbilical cord out to the cameras and watches what happens.
Okay, we've got five monitors here mounted. Here's the color one. This one shoots straight up through the dome, and it's got white lights on it.
The red and green lights on the Explorer penetrate the occasionally murky Lake Superior water, and the hyperspectral lights can turn various light frequencies off and on, so Bambanek can see how fish respond to different colors. Although Bambanek sells fish attractants, he says he doesn't intend to use the Explorer just to develop new baits. He says he's also interested in finding a method of controlling some of the exotic species that have upset the balance in the St. Louis River as it flows into Lake Superior. For example, the river ruff.
It's the largest biomass now in the St. Louis River estuary, and it is eating other fish's eggs, and we don't know the full impact that that's going to have, and it's spreading down the lake.
Lloyd Shannon is also interested in exotic species. A researcher at the University of Minnesota Duluth, he hopes the benthic explorer can help track exotic zooplankton as they move into this end of Lake Superior. Zooplankton are the main food for many fish, and Shannon and other researchers want to know more about their migration patterns.
The camera is in relatively shallow water. It's in about 20 feet of water. During the daytime, we don't see very many plankton on the lenses of the camera, but at night, you see tons of them moving in there. So it provides an opportunity to try and collect information to determine what conditions make the plankton migrate in and offshore.
Right now, most of what scientists know about zooplankton comes from the painstaking process of identifying and counting what they bring up when they drag plankton nets behind research ships. So Shannon says the benthic explorer can fill a useful research role.
I think the main advantage is that it's simply in place and working 24 hours a day, and it's continuously recording data. So it's a tool that can continuously measure not only plankton, but the physical and chemical, some of the chemical properties of the water, so that we can look at, relate plankton abundance to what's going on in the lake itself.
Soon, all of this will be available to anyone by way of Discovery.com. Video images changing every 4 seconds will show a slightly jerky picture of the zooplankton, the fish, and anything else that's on the scene at the bottom of Lake Superior. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.